All right, let's talk about something we all experience, sometimes more than we'd like. Anger, that fiery feeling that flares up when things don't go our way, or someone pushes our buttons. You know that feeling when your blood starts to heat up, and you just want to yell? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, anger isn't inherently bad. It's a natural human emotion, a signal that something's not right. The problem comes when it boils over into destructive behavior or leaves us feeling drained and resentful. It's about learning to manage it, channel it, and use it as fuel for positive change instead of letting it control us. Think of it like this. Anger is a powerful force, a volcano waiting to erupt, but we can choose to be the stewards of that force, guiding its energy constructively. So, how do we do that? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage anger and frustration in healthy ways. First off, recognize your triggers. Ever notice certain situations or people seem to set you off more than others? Maybe it's rush hour traffic, a specific coworker, or even a particular news topic. Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for navigating them. You might choose to avoid those situations altogether, find alternative routes, literally or figuratively, or practice deep breathing techniques when you feel tension rising. Remember, awareness is the first step to taking control. Second, learn to pause before reacting. I'm talking about hitting the brakes on that instant knee-jerk response. Take a few deep breaths, count to 10, whatever helps you create some space between the trigger and your reaction. You know those moments when you feel like saying something you'll regret later? Yeah, we've all been there. But that pause can make a world of difference. It allows you to process your emotions, think clearly, and respond in a way that aligns with your values, not just your initial impulse. Third, communicate assertively, not aggressively. This means expressing your needs and feelings clearly and respectfully, without resorting to yelling, insults, or passive aggression. Practice using I statements, like, I feel frustrated when, to take ownership of your emotions and avoid blaming others. It's about finding that balance between standing up for yourself and maintaining healthy relationships. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your anger. This could be anything from hitting the gym to going for a run, journaling, listening to music, or engaging in creative activities. The key is to find something that helps you release those pent-up feelings in a constructive way. Remember, bottled-up anger can fester and lead to more serious problems down the road. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have moments where we lose our cool. It's not about being perfect. It's about learning from our mistakes and striving to do better next time. Forgive yourself, acknowledge your progress, and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, the cars are crawling, and the person behind you is blasting their horn like they're auditioning for a car alarm commercial. You start feeling that familiar heat rising, your jaw clenching, your inner voice screaming, "This is ridiculous." Now, instead of letting that anger take over and turning into road rage, imagine taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the present moment, maybe even putting on some calming music. You remind yourself that this is temporary, you're safe, and you have the power to choose how you respond. You could even use this as an opportunity to practice mindfulness, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. That's how we turn anger from a destructive force into an opportunity for growth and self-awareness. So, remember these key takeaways. Identify your triggers, pause before reacting, communicate assertively, find healthy outlets, and be kind to yourself. Mastering anger isn't about suppressing it, it's about understanding it, managing it, and ultimately using it to fuel your personal growth. Ready to take charge of your emotional fitness? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights, leave a review to spread the word, or join the conversation on social media. And remember, tomorrow is another day to practice mindful masculinity, one step at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.